What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Y'all want to talk about what y'all think about Matt and this possum battle?
Get the fuck out of here.
I thought Matt was a thug from the West Coast, man. he was real gentle, man.
That shit gave me the chills. I'll fight anybody, but I don't fuck with animals. That's for goddamn sure.
What up, world? It's your boy, Stack 5. Welcome to Unplug. Don't have my boy, Matt Barnes, here today, as you know. You go on Instagram, you see he's dealing with possum business. I think he handled it well. We're gonna talk about that a little later. We got my brother, one of our producers, J-Mac, filling in today, as he always do. Ultimate teammate. J-Mac, what's up, my brother?
Everything is love, brother. Happy to be here.
Yeah, man. And we also got another one of our brothers that's filling in today, that's stepping in. Assistant coach at Georgia Tech, our brother, Bonzi Wells. Appreciate your time today, bro. What's up?
Oh, I'm good, my brother. Appreciate y'all having me on, man. It means a lot.
Yes, sir. Well, let's dig in. You know, we want to welcome my brother to the show. He just wrapped up his first year as assistant Georgia Tech coach under Damon Stoudemire. Bro, how does it feel being at Georgia Tech, being assistant coach, you know, being in the D1 realm now?
Oh, man, it's been an awesome experience. I really appreciate my brother Damon giving me the call and elevating me. It's just been a great process that I've learned. You know, coming from a Division II basketball family, it's just different. You know, Damon is a hell of a coach. He's a hell of a person. He's a hell of a leader. And just the stuff that I'm learning that I didn't know has been priceless for me. You know, at my Division II job, you know, I was kind of winging it a little bit, just kind of doing what I thought I knew about basketball. But Damon is a real teacher. He's teaching me about the game and teaching me about the future and the direction of the game is going into. So it's just been a great, great learning curve for me.
Yeah, I've been knowing you for a long time. We talk all the time. And, you know, even when you was at the D2, we talk a lot. And you've been in Atlanta for a minute. As you know, I live here. The job and the time that you spend with work is like, you barely have any free time because we talk all the time. We're trying to get together. How was that from being at a D2 now with being at D1 with Georgia Tech?
Well, it's been a hell of an adjustment. Coaches, you know, Coach told us when we first came in and sent the whole coaching staff down because the whole coaching staff is new. We've never worked with each other. We've never worked with Coach Damon. So everybody's just kind of trying to get to know each other. One of the first things he said is, you know, no disrespect to y'all, but we got to say fuck our families right now. You know, we got to really lock in and build this program. And you're going to miss some things. You're going to miss the social life. You're going to miss a lot of stuff. But the way we invest in these kids and invest in this program is going to pay off in the long run. So everybody is totally bought in. You know, I get it. At first, it was a tough adjustment for me, just putting in 12, 13, 14-hour days. And, you know, then, you know, you think about being in Atlanta, you're like, yeah, I'm going to turn up a little bit. But it's just a totally different mindset. You know, we work. And when we go home, you're still working, you know, because you're always on the clock for these kids. So, but it's been cool, though, because we have a great staff. We have Georgia Tech has been great as a family. And these kids we got are just really good-ass kids. So it's just been a seamless transition for me. Like I said, I really appreciate Damon as my brother. But, you know, and I tell people, like, you know, just, you know, funny, I know Damon Stoudemire. I don't know this Coach Stoudemire. You know, I know Damon, you know. So he's, you know, and it's been great that we got a separate type relationship where I respect him, you know, as my friend, but as a coach and as a leader, you know, I just respect him. I had the utmost respect for him and I allow him, but he can handle me in a different way than he would handle me as my friend. You know, he can yell at me, he can do all that stuff to push me to get better. And I really appreciate him for that.
Speaking of the difference between Damon Stoudemire, the player, and the coach, what does a Damon Stoudemire practice look like? I mean, we all from the 90s where we ran like 5-17s and, you know what I mean, did wall sets and a whole bunch of stuff before we even got an opportunity to touch the ball. What does a Damon Stoudemire, Bonzi Well practice look like in 2024 with these new kids?
Coach not playing with you. He's not playing with you at all, you know. And, you know, what I love about Coach, you know, like I said, he's teaching us a new style of basketball. He's basically, you know, he was with the Boston Celtics before he came us, and we run a lot of the Boston Celtics sets, and he's trying to have a program that translates for where these kids are trying to go to. We run a pro style offense, and the stuff that we do translates. You know, we have a lot of space and we give guys freedom to make plays, but you know, it's got to be within certain parameters. And you know, Coach believes in skill development mentally and physically. You know, and not just for the players, for the coaches as well. You know, he wants us to be our best so we can be our, personally as coaches, so we can be our best for them kids when we get on the court. And he wants everybody on the same page, one accord. And it's just been a great transition. And, you know, we have some great coaches on our staff that's got great experience, that's done this. And for me to be a first year at a Power Five, I've learned so much about the game. And the game has changed, like you said, from when we was in it. It's a whole different ball game. You know, and besides basketball, you know, these kids, you know, you bring in that NIL, and these kids are getting real money. So it's different how you got to handle these kids. It's different because it's such a cancel culture around here nowadays. So you got to be very, very careful on how you address these kids as well, because, you know, these kids can, you know, get mad at you and burn your whole house down. So you got to be totally cognizant on how you move with them. But, you know, if you move with love and they respect you, you'll be fine.
One last thing, you coming from D2, what's the difference for kids out here, high school players that want to play basketball? What's the difference you've seen between a Division II and a Division I player? Is it athletic ability? Is it IQ? What's the biggest difference you've noticed that makes a guy a D2 player as opposed to a Division I player?
You know, it's funny because, you know, in my D2, I was saying to myself, like, man, there's a couple guys in the D2 that could probably play, you know, high-level D1 in the right situation. But these guys are bigger. They're faster. Their IQ is off the chart. And they're being coached by some real legendary coaches. I mean, some really good coaches who knows this game and gets it and put these kids in the best situation to be successful. So on a D2 level, you can have a 6'7" center, 6'5" center and go out there and win some games. But if you pull that, you can't pull that name. You can't pull that in the ACC. You'll get ran through. So, you know, you got, you know, size, obviously, but IQ, understanding the game. Like, you got to really understand the game. And, you know, I tell our guys all the time, one of the simple plays that a lot of kids can do is come off a screen and roll and make a simple pocket pass. And people don't understand, if you can make that pocket pass consistently, you'll mess around and make a whole lot of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially at this level, because it's just making plays for other people. And it's, like I said, we run a spaced offense. So if you can hit those pocket passes, get that ball to the middle, make the defense collapse and make the right reads, you know, you can really, really, really be good in this game.
Compare the contrast between today's basketball and the 90s when you was in college, you know, with this transfer portal and this NIL stuff. You know, I know it's making it a lot harder and making it more difficult to even build programs or to even get guys if you ain't just throwing a bag at them.
Or keep guys.
Oh, it's definitely tough. You know, you didn't get to go to college, Stack, so I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Jelani, but Jelani, you know what it was like, man. You know, you go to college, it's a 4-year commitment mentally. Like, you know, you saying to yourself, I'm gonna be here 4 years. Transferring wasn't an option because if you did transfer, you had to sit out a year. Yeah, so, you know, guys wasn't even thinking that. And it was more like, okay, I could bring a guy in as a freshman that's probably not ready and I can develop him and kind of, you know, move him along for a sophomore, maybe junior year at the latest. But now you got to bring in kids that's ready to hoop now, because if not, you will lose them at the end of the year, because you can just go anywhere at any time. And if these kids are not happy with their playing time, they're not happy with the coaches, if they're not happy, period, they have all the leverage to be able to go move around how they want to. And that's kind of the gift and the curse. And then also when you get this NIL money, you know, then this is my first year kind of being around it. I just question, like, if you're getting – 100,000, 200,000, whatever money these kids are getting, is the hunger still there? And that's what I'm just trying to learn about some of these kids. I just kind of, I talk to them, I'd be like, fellas, like, I know you're getting all this bag and all this stuff, but do you still love this shit? Like, do you really love it? You know, because when we played, we had an end goal, like, okay, man, if I just really grind, I can get to that prize at the end of the rainbow. And these guys, you know, they're getting into it early, like, they got money coming in, like, there's some freshmen that's coming in making more than the coaching staff. So, you know, so
it's crazy.
So it's so crazy. So, you know, you got to just question their hunger. But a lot of these kids, especially our kids, these kids have been great. I haven't seen really no guys that's just kind of like slacking a little bit and kind of resting on the little money they got. You know, we always try to emphasize that this is just a taste of the type of money that you can make.
Beginning.
Yeah, this is just the beginning, but you got to really lock in. You got to trust us. You got to trust our experience. And, you know, and if you listen and you keep adding to your game and keep building, sky's the limit for you, especially dealing with us, because, you know, me and Damon and the rest of the coaching staff, we're so connected in this game in terms of where you're trying to get to. You know, there's no other spot that the kids should be trying to go to, and if they want that, especially we run, like I said, a pro-style offense, and we do shit around here that translates into being a pro.
Yep, that's why I'm trying to get my son there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The ACC looks good right now, bro. You got four ACC teams in the Sweet 16: Duke, Clemson, UNC, and NC State. NC State. Who you think got the best shot?
Oh man, that's interesting. You know, I listen to you say that list, you know, we beat three out of those four teams just to kind of which was good for us. We didn't, you know, we had an under 500 season, but man, we made some strides and we won some big games. And you know, to be able to compete with the big boys, especially, you know, them going to the Sweet 16, you know, makes us poke our chest out a little bit to let us know that we got something to build off of. But, obviously Duke and Carolina is going to be, you know, always there. But my sleeper team, you know, I love NC State, but Clemson for us was probably the toughest team because they have some bigs. They have PJ Hall, and they got this one kid named Shefflin. He's about 6'8". But, man, this kid gets every rebound. He's such a bully. And he's just so aggressive. He can pick and pop. You know, and they got some really good guards in Chase Hunter and Gerard, who's a three-point shooter. So Clemson is my sleeper team, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't sleep on Duke or North Carolina. You always expect them to be there.
Right.
But I think Clemson is going to be there. And I'm really proud of North Carolina State. You know, people don't understand they had to win 5 games in 5 days to win the ACC championship. They've done that, and then they won 2 games in 3 and 4 nights. So they probably done won 7 games in 9 nights. So hats off to those guys. We just hope they can keep the energy level up and keep that going. You know, now that they got a couple of days off, but it's been amazing what they've been doing.
UNC, they got a 24 and a 25-year-old in the starting lineup. Bonzi, is this the future of college basketball? Is this a problem? And I don't know. You've been there. Are we going to see, in comparison, the Thunder have the same average in their starting five in the league, you know, just for comparison and some context. Is this the future of college basketball because of NIL and because of the trajectory of where the league is tending to going on the younger inside? Obviously, if OKC is having some success.
Well, I think it might come back a little bit in age. I think that the age group of the kids we're seeing now is some of the residual of the kids from the COVID year. They got that COVID year today. That, you know, a lot of kids are exercising that fifth year, and some of them might even have a sixth year. So that's why, especially if they paying, you know, the motto, if y'all paying, I'm staying. And that's what the kids, you know, they paying them kids good. So, you know, why not? Especially if it's not a guarantee that you're going to make it to that next level and make that bag. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, moving forward, I think, you know, you got to have a good mixture. You got to have some young boys, but you got to have some vets too. Some older guys, you know, 21, 22, 23, that's been there to kind of balance each other out, because it's a lot to ask these kids who've never played at this high level to come out there and be successful at this high level against, you know, everybody in the ACC's top 100 player, you know, McDonald's All-American and all that type of stuff that these kids come in with these accolades, and everybody's done that. So it's a lot to ask these kids to come in and dominate grown men and people who really been around, who understands this. So, you know, you want to have a good balance. And, you know, you look at a team like, no disrespect to Kentucky, but Kentucky got a lot of young boys and they can play. But when it comes down to it, you know what I'm saying, it's tough to be the vet. You know, it's tough to be veteran players, guys who've been there, done that, and understand what this is. And if you have a good mix, I think that's kind of the formula guys going to go by. Get you three or four young boys, that's really nice, and then, you know, get you three or four older guys, and then just try to mix them, and hopefully they gel together. So I know that's probably what we're trying to do at Georgia Tech, is trying to, you know, bring in some older guys that can really help our young guys be the best they can possibly be.
That's fair, because that's not like ignoring the situation. It's not like, you know what I mean? We can't, that's not, you know, you can't ignore it and acting like it's not going on, because like as we can see, there are 25 and 26 year old players. So, I mean, if you can keep a balance, that's dope.
Yeah, definitely.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Before we go on to the NBA, shout out to the games we're missing right now. I was watching a little bit, but Hidalgo's playing right now with Notre Dame. Paige Buckets is up next, then Caitlin Clark. Then you got Juju to finish the day off. So shout out to the girls right now. That's all I've been watching. They balling right now. A lot of people been talking about the next generation. Let's reflect back on the generations and the stars and their legacies. Let's do LeBron first. LeBron got four titles. I want your opinion, Bonzi and J-Mac. Mm-hmm. Yeah. LeBron got four titles, 2012, 2013, 2016, and 2020. He's the all-time scorer of all time. He got so many records that he didn't broke. He's still playing at a high level. Where would you have him at the top of all time?
Ooh. I mean, Bron is a special player. He's one of my favorite players to ever play. Nice. I really love watching him. I like how he moves in real life. You know what I'm saying? He's a beacon of hope for guys who come in with all that pressure, and you can sustain it throughout your career and not get caught up in nothing. So hats off to Bron. And if I had to rank him in my top, it almost goes – I hear this conversation all the time, and, you know, you got I got Jordan, Kobe, then Bron, so it's, mm-hmm. it's 1A, 1B, and 1C to me.
Yeah,
because you know you can't go wrong with neither one of those three. And no disrespect to the rest of the players who played the game, because I really respect them. But when you talk about, in my opinion, I think Bron is he's a 1C guy, because I can't put him ahead of Kobe and Mike, because those guys are my size, 6'5", 6'6", and they didn't really have no advantage, you know what I'm saying, on the court other than skill set. And, you know, Bron is a big 6'9", 250, so he can sometimes over the power of the game and score in those ways. But the skill set of Mike and Kobe is just, in my opinion, unmatched.
What you think, J-Mac?
I mean, you got some other people on those lists. You got Steph with four titles, you know, 2015, 17, 18, 22. Kawhi had two titles. Kevin Durant got two titles. But I'm gonna start a petition today. Since we're talking about errors and stack, you gonna feel this one. You might feel it. Right. No freaky. I want to talk about Tim Duncan. Ooh. We don't talk about Tim Duncan eras.
Ooh.
I feel like Tim Duncan, and he should be in there twice, because he ended a lot of people didn't win championships because of Tim Duncan.
Yes.
And he did it twice and with a 10-year gap. So if we're going to be talking about eras and lists, you know what I mean? I'd like to do a petition where we not only acknowledge the Tim Duncan era, but I also like to put a petition out there but he should have two different eras, because yeah. he did it in a 10 year gap. So,
and Tim has four or five.
He got five.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to put him up there. But I'm with Bonzi. I love LeBron's body of work, Kobe, Jordan. You know what I mean? We acknowledge Kawhi's. You know what I mean? Kawhi had a hell of a run if it wasn't for injuries. You know, at one point, he was tracking towards Mike. Finals MVP, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All-star, whatever. You know, going to the finals for a couple of years. So, Kawhi was up there. You got to put KD up there, because KD made those runs with the Warriors. And he's, you know, for the new school, for the newer generation, but I'm gonna stick with that Timmy petition.
Yeah, I'm with you totally on that. I mean, after you go from Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, I don't think is a better player that had more skill, that was more talented, that had a better career than Tim Duncan, bro. I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tim was a monster. It just Tim's game was just so, and there's no disrespect to him. He had like a a basic game. Like, he didn't do nothing like with flair to it. You know,
it wasn't sexy at all.
It wasn't sexy. So everybody wants to be sexy in this game. They want to, like, Tim just went and got his job done. He put that hard hat on, did his job, went home, didn't say a word. And people don't really like, you know, people who, they don't really like that. But guys like us who played the game, you really appreciate it. And people who, like yourself, Stack, played with him or played against him, you know how tough it was to stop that basic shit. Like, you couldn't, he going to jab, he going to open up, jab, step you, bank shot. He going to post you up, hook. But just great passer, great team guy, anchor. You know, you go through the hole, you're going to meet Timmy there. They're going to force you baseline. Tim is always there. So, Tim, the shit he did translated for the people who really know basketball, but for the people who's out there who just want to be lit and look sweet at the LA Fitness or, and all that stuff, that they're not going to be like, oh, Tim Duncan, I'm doing this Tim Duncan. You know, you're not hearing that. So, but hats off to Tim Duncan and them Spurs teams, because I know in 99 they cost us a championship for sure.
Yeah, and that year the Lakers was about to win four after they had already won three. Yeah. Tim shut that down by damn near by himself, man. I seen him do some great things. And when the coach tell you, take what the game give you, he is the mascot of that for sure.
Yes, sir.
But check this out, J-Mac. If I gave you these four, rank these four: LeBron, Steph, KD, Kawhi.
Ooh.
That's filthy. Why y'all gonna put me in this? But you know what I mean? And this could change later on. By the time y'all see this, I might have switched this once or twice. But right now I'm gonna go. Man, I'm with Bonzi. I'm a LeBron guy. I tend to lead to the LeBron body of work. I'm sorry.
How can you not? You know what I mean? How can
yeah,
you not?
I'm gonna go LeBron, Steph. And I got to go Kawhi KD, because Kawhi did it without Steph and Klay, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. He had a hell of a run up in there in Toronto, one of the ones where he was like the main focal guy without two other key big figures. Yeah, that's what I got. LeBron, Steph, Kawhi, KD.
Who you got, Bonzi?
Oh, man, I'm similar to J-Mac. I'm going to go LeBron, Steph, but I'm going to move KD on top of Kawhi. I mean, I want to move KD higher, because KD is, you know, he's one of my favorite players in the league. He's so unstoppable. And I think KD is really underappreciated as well. You know, people talk about his two titles and he went and got them with Steph and all that shit. But if you look at his body of work, man, this man has averaged 26, 27 for how many years in a row? 15, 16 years straight. Like, people don't understand how tough that is to stay consistent.
It's difficult.
You know, through injuries and all that stuff. You know, and I know Kawhi has injuries as well, but KD is just he's a cheat code, because you can't affect the shot. He's legit 7 foot. He has a filthy, filthy soft jump shot, and he knows how to get to a spot better than anybody I've ever seen in the game, other than maybe Chris Paul and somebody just getting to their spot and know what it is. So, I mean, I would go, like I said, LeBron, Steph, KD, and Kawhi last. And there's no disrespect to any of those guys.
No, there isn't. Like I said, your answer could change. And it's no disrespect to anybody, because this is great company to be talking in, interchanging, you know, regardless of the order.
Yeah, 100%. What about you, Stack? What's your order?
Good question. Definitely the King is first. Steph's body of work is hard to deny in this group. But I would still go KD second for just what he's been doing. He's averaged 25 points or more every year since 2009. And you think about where he is on the scoring list, just imagine if he didn't have those 2 years of injury where he missed all that time. That's 2,000, that's 4,000, 5,000 more points. So he already passing up Shaq and everybody else right now. So I put KD second, then I'll go Steph, just of the respect of being the best shooter ever. And the four championships, leading that team, making that team a dynasty. And, of course, Kawhi. Kawhi did some great things, man. I mean, the 2 year run he had, but the two finals MVP, two championships, like, that shit was special. So I'll go LeBron, KD, Steph, Kawhi.
And there's no wrong answers here, by the way. It's just choose your own adventure and how you like it type thing.
Right. Feel good story of the year. We got three options. Let's talk about them. Rockets, Ime Udoka. 38 games under 500 last year. This year, they're up there 500. Bottom three defense last year. This year, they're top seven. You also got Jamal Mosley at Orlando Magic. 14 games under 500 last year. 13 games over 500 this year. Paolo Banchero's having a breakout season. I think he should be talked about more. And they're the top five team in the East right now, so you can't be surprised what they're doing. Also, the Pelicans with Willie Green on pace to 50 wins this year. The best season since Chris Paul been there, and that's saying a lot with everything they was dealing with Zion at the beginning of the year. Which team or which situation, y'all, is y'all feel-good story of the year so far?
Respect to all three of them. I mean, those guys are doing a hell of a job. I'm just so proud of them from what they're doing. And, you know, because the expectations, you know, especially for maybe Orlando, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't high, but, you know, you're hoping for the best. But, you know, I got to give mine to Ime. You know, Ime, that was my rookie. You know, I really, you know, that's my guy right there. And I'm just so proud of him because after the shit he went through in Boston and to be able to bounce back and come to a Rockets team that was, you know, I played for the Rockets, and I know how proud of a franchise that is. To go to that franchise when they're playing some of the worst basketball in the league over the last couple of years, to be able to turn them around.
Especially when you was there.
Crazy as hell. Crazy as hell. I'm not even going to address that. Which I ain't going to address that silly shit. But the email though, because you know you come from Boston. Boston had a whip over there. They was winning all those games and all that good stuff. And then you know you know people are like, okay, maybe it's the team. Can he really coach for real? Now you come to a Rockets team and you know and you turn the whole vibe around there. Now they're confident going into every game. You know,
team at that too, Bonzi.
Gave him purpose.
Gave him purpose. Gave him an identity. And that's what it's all about. That's what you want from your head coach. They got somebody they can believe in now. They got somebody that know they got their back. Will, you know, he got into it with LeBron. So if that didn't really hype the team up, that my coach going at the top player in the league, if that don't make you want to run through a brick wall for a guy like that, I don't know what will. So I got to give it to Ime because what he's doing with the Rockets is unbelievable.
Matt J. Mack, what you got?
All three of these guys came into somewhat unstable situations. And for black head coaches, you know, that can be a death sentence, you know, excuse the term for lack of a better term. You know, it's not the best situation to be put up into success. And what I've seen is they brought the stability to situations. You know, shout out to all three, like Bonzi said. I'm going to go with Jay Mose. Jay Mose is my dog, you know what I mean, San Diego guy. The way he's been able to consistently, you know, manage Paolo, to your point, Stack, he's been consistently the best player on that team, you know, as his rookie campaign moving into, you know, this year and the years coming up. Suggs had a breakout year. He's first team all defense, so he's using the assets and the picks that they got. He's only there managing to get better. They're staying on the court. Their availability is up there. And, I mean, from 14 games under 500 to 13 games over 500 this year. Big reason why he got a 4-year extension. I've talked to the players during summer league. They love Jay Mose. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, as a man off the court and as a coach. So I'm going to give my nod to Jay Mose. Not that it's any disrespect to anybody. I'm not going to keep saying that. But yeah, I'm going to pick Jay Mose in this feel good story of the year.
Yeah, we ain't doing that. You know, we don't do that here. Yeah. We got love to all these three of these brothers, man. They're all three black coaches who are doing great, man. I salute all of them. But we have to pick one, and I'm going with Willie Green. Considering, like you say, J-Mac, I got a relationship with Willie Green, but also knowing that everything they went through at the beginning of the season with not knowing what player Zion was going to be, was he going to be healthy. The organization was really dependent on him, and that's a lot of fire to be up under as a young coach. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get your players to all buy in and be on the same page. And Willie Green is a sharp guy, and he was willing to do that. So where they at right now, I'm so happy for him to get them having the best record they've ever had in the organization since Chris Paul. That says a lot considering everything he went through at the beginning of the season.
Detroit Willie.
Yes, sir.
D-E-T.
Next, we got Dr. Dre, the Diggy Diggy Doc, y'all. Dr. Dre star and villain. We saw our guys DJ Quick and Big Boy there. I mean, Dr. Dre should have been had a star. This is nothing that's surprising to nobody. He is the GOAT when it comes to hip hop. He is the GOAT when it comes to production and having your music sounding the best it could possibly sound. He is the GOAT of making money outside of rap and marketing himself and marketing other rappers and building other rappers, making them stars from Eminem to 50 Cent. Dre is just the GOAT all the way around. So him getting his star was definitely something that we all knew was coming, but we definitely want to congratulate him on Unplugged. Definitely earned, not given.
West.
Dr. Dre said something that's interesting, y'all. I want to see y'all opinion on this. He said that I don't think anyone who is rapping can touch Eminem on the microphone. What y'all think about that?
Oh, man. I'm not into the music like you are, but I'm a Midwest guy, and you know, I gotta respect what Eminem does. But I think we talked about it off camera. I've never heard too many people, and I know my boy Mike Miller is gonna be mad at me because he's a huge Eminem fan. my boy Mike, shout out to Mike Miller. But I never heard nobody in my neighborhood really bumping, you know, Eminem like that. You know what I mean? But you know, I respect his music. I respect his flow. If you really listen to it, but I don't know if I can co-sign with Dr. Dre in terms of that. But I'm a novice compared to him, so you know, my opinion don't really matter. But I like some other rappers on top of him before I would take Eminem as number one.
Right. I'm going to echo what Bonzi said. I am a novice. You know, I am no longer on the level of Eminem or Dr. Dre. But, you know, normally I'm a California holic. I would just sigh just to be annoyingly West Coast, especially with y'all two on here, considering what I just had to deal with in the intro. But I'm agree with Bonzi. You know, it doesn't, you know, sometimes it comes up. I hear a song when you're lifting weights or it's on your iPod or it shuffles in, you're like, you know, but it's not, Eminem isn't an artist that I go looking for. And I love Eminem at the same time of the day, but it's just a, somebody that comes up on, it don't get no play at my ride. So.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that ain't no diss to him. Cause
not like, at all.
I respect his grind, you know, where he come from, how he came up to make himself who he is today. I respect all that. You know what I mean? And he can flow. He is one of the top MCs. You know, just to us and our culture, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to put him above somebody that you've been listening to every day of your life. It's hard to put him above, it's hard to put him above somebody who from your neighborhood, who you've seen come up, you know what I'm saying? And now one of the biggest rappers in the world. So it's hard, but respect to him, respect to Dr. Dre. When they speak, we always take their opinion in consideration. Y'all want to talk about what y'all think about Matt and his possum battle?
Got a motherfucker in the house. I know what bro's trying to do. Came in the old house and he's here thugging it.
I think he won. I think everybody won. The possum won. The possum got to go home and get back to his family. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing. He was out there probably trying to get something to drag back. Wasn't nothing out there. He got to go home. He might have a concussion. He might have a little concussion. But, you know, he lived to fight another day.
I expected more out of Matt, especially, you know what I'm saying, after some of the altercations Matt been in, and I thought Matt was a thug from the West Coast, man. He was real gentle, man. He had soft hands right there. Like he ain't got no scabs on his hands. Like he ain't got no calluses.
We supposed to hear some mother bitch. Get we did none of that, man.
Pop, none of that. Mm-mm. He was all nice and ushering. He did pop him upside the head a couple times, but it was an underhanded throw.
Get the fuck out of here. About to put a pitching wedge up his ass. Pause. This nigga's ready for war. I don't want no problems. You don't want no problems. Let's both go home to our families. Should I spray him with Raid? Water on. What we doing, homie? All right, here we go. What we doing, bro? Ah, there we go. There we go. This way. No, bitch, not that way. God damn it. Whoever said water, now he's on the run. Ain't that a bitch?
It wasn't no It wasn't no fastball. It was a slow pitch.
He needed some good media. You can't afford it out here. He don't need Pete on him, too.
If I light up a joint and just get him high, he'll go to sleep, and I can pull him out by his tail. I got him in the old house. Hey, go ahead. Come on now. Break. There we go. He's out of here. Go, bro. Go to freedom. Yeah. Good for you, bro. End it peacefully. Go back to the family. That shit gave me the chills. I'll fight anybody, but I don't fuck with animals. That's for goddamn sure.
Hey, you know what? Way to multitask, my nigga. I think that's what's getting lost.
Yeah.
Way the to camera multitask work. Under pressure with the camera and, oh, man, that was awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
man. He narrated the whole thing. I felt like I was involved. He did a great job. He might get an award for that.
You can direct and act at the same time, my brother. You
bravo,
just showed
bravo,
us that.
Bravo. You on your way. We on the way, man. We on the way.
Shout out to my bro, though. You definitely was missed today, man. Matt, hope you taking care of your possums and all that at the crib. Bonzi, bro, we appreciate you coming on the show and taking some time out of your busy schedule, man. You know, we got love for you. Congratulations on the job and help me get my son over there, nigga.
you know.
J-Mac, you always fill in and do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? With me and Matt Down, the ultimate teammate, bro, I love you to death. Thank you for tuning in to Unplugged. We'll see y'all next Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.